Centipede Thrombosis
yes.
is the name of this song. It was recorded at Fat Jack's in downtown Bloomington. Jay Ballmer, the song itself is a great title.
Thanks.
Let's get to the name of the band. I want to get right to it. Mongolian Death Worm.
Yes.
How does that symbolize what you're doing as a band? How does that name symbolize that?
Well, it doesn't symbolize it so much as it begs the question, who are we and what kind of music do we play? So one of the things that a number of venues, particularly venues that we've played in Champaign, always liked about the name is it forced people to call them up and say, what kind of music is it? But it started out as a joke. My old band was on hiatus at the time. I was researching, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it had to be something along the lines of urban myths. And one of the sidebars of the research that I was doing brought up this Mongolian death worm, which is actually based to some extent on fact. There are some rather large, hefty worms in the Mongolian desert. Yeah,
but it is a fictional thing.
Yes, okay. Yes. You know, I made a comment about it on social media, and a friend of mine, because I've always been really good at band names, said, well, you have to name your next band Mongolian Death Worm. And I laughed and said, okay, because at the time, I was in a band that had its roots that went all the way back to the 60s and figure I'm not going to be in another band until right. after I die.
Okay.
So I said, sure. A few months later, the old band was on hiatus, so I was, you know, looking to do something, and I was doing some solo acoustic stuff. Todd Asper, my current drummer, walked into that gig and said, I want to play with you. So we put together this trio with another friend of ours who's a really good guitar player but was originally a bass player.
Is this Michael Hill now?
Michael Hill is a bass player now. At that time, it was Doug Johnson.
Okay, all right.
So this friend reminded me that I said I would name my next band Mongolian Death Worm. So I figured, well, okay, I'll do that. We'll play one gig as Mongolian Death Worm, and I'll change the name. Well, it stuck. As a matter of fact, a few months later, my old band, we were getting together to play an annual event, and they called me up 2 weeks before the gig and said, we want to play under the new name.
Okay.
5 or 6 years later, we're now Mongolian Death Worm. For all practical purposes, that's who we are.
Centipede Thrombosis is the name of the song you're hearing. It's by Mongolian Death Worm. The band founder, guitar player, vocalist Jay Ballmer is in studio with us. So, I mean, even the song titles sort of harken back to a progressive rock, progressive blues, all that era back in the late 1960s, early 1970s. You're really drawn to this music. Is this what you grew up on?
Oh, yeah. Well, both Michael and I grew up on the south side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Blues is pretty well ingrained in who we are as people, but at the period of time we were growing up, it was actually the birth of rock and roll as we know it, and particularly fusion and prog rock. For instance, most of what we do is original. Even the covers we do, we tend to make them our own. But you know, we'll do some Emerson, Lake and Palmer. We do some Jimmy. We do some Jeff Beck. We have a samba that devolves into.
Really?
Yes.
Did you see my eyebrows move on that one?
Yeah. It's a samba, and then at the end of the samba part, Todd does a drum solo, and it evolves into a fusion song by that was originally done by Billy Cobham called Stratus.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of different versions of Stratus out there, but, you know, so we still do that kind of stuff. Todd was in a number of prog bands in Champaign before he moved back here, and that's kind of how we met. We were at the original opening of the Envy Ultra Lounge in downtown.
Oh, yeah,
Marble.
Harry Fuller's
yep.
place, okay.
And it was the inaugural event. My old band wound up being the headliner. And all day long, Harry was talking about stick around for the Captain Beyond band or the King Crimson band because he knew that that's what we were going to be playing.
Okay.
And so when we got there, Todd's other band was playing right before us. And as we were switching equipment off the stage, they said, well, are you really going to play that kind of stuff? I said, yeah, stick around. And they wound up being our biggest fans, standing next to the stage screaming every time we played a King Crimson song or Captain Beyond or something like that. So that band did a lot of different stuff. Actually, almost every band I've ever been in does a lot of different stuff. And if you listen to our originals, you'll see that there's probably five or six different genres. I mean, sometimes we'll play more than one genre in the same song.
Mongolian Deathworm is the name of the band. Jay Balmer is the band leader. He's in studio with us. I'm John Norton. This is GLT Sound Ideas. You grew up in basically, what, the 60s, 50s, 60s?
Yeah, I was born in 53.
Okay, so you really came of age then.
Oh, yeah.
When this music was blossoming. It was an interesting time. Well, I was a little bit, I'm a little bit younger than you. Not a ton, but a little bit younger than you. So I kind of missed this whole era of all the bands were open to all these different kinds of music. The radio station, it was a short period of time, progressive rock radio, mm-hmm. probably especially in Chicago, where they were incorporating all these sounds, and even venues. Bill Graham's Fillmore West would book Muddy Waters and Charles Mingus and maybe Jefferson Airplane, on the same venue.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time.
Exactly.
That must have been an exciting time to be really learning music. And,
oh, yeah. I mean... When we were in grammar school and early high school, we used to stay up late because there was a couple of indie radio stations that came on after 10 o'clock at night that used to play that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And there were places in Chicago like the Aragon Ballroom, and you'd see seven bands maybe in one night. One time the headliner was the Kinks. Right before them was Dr. John when he was doing his Night Tripper days.
Mm.
Prior to that was two of the original members of Yes who had a band called Flash. Bloodwind Pig was there.
Oh, my.
And a couple other bands. So it was everywhere.
So how did that influence you as a musician then? This is all... Joe Louis Walker, the blues guitarist, we've had this conversation a couple of times how all this music came together. So as probably like a 16, 17-year-old kid, it had to have influenced you... to keep an open mind about the kind of music that you wanted to play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I listened to everything back then. I had a vinyl copy of Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto that Van Cliburn played to win the Tchaikovsky competition. And I actually wore out three copies of that. I would listen to Grieg and all kinds of different stuff there besides the stuff that was coming on right then. You know, when Prague came out, the first King Crimson album, we probably listened to that six times in a row, and every time we listened to it, we heard something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what intrigued us. And then when we started seeing those bands performing, it was just, I mean, that's what we wanted to do. Back in the late 60s, particularly the early 70s, that's what we were doing. We were doing a lot of different stuff, but even back then, it was trending more to the progressive stuff.
Got time for one more song. Do you want to close with Open?
Oh,
I'm sure you have fun with that, don't you?
Yeah.
All the time.
It's really funny because...
By the way, the name of the song is Open. That's what I mean by that. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jay.
And we always end a set with that as kind of a joke, but also because it's a very dynamic song. We want to leave people wanting more so that when we come back from break, you know, they haven't left because, you know, they were tired of what they were hearing.
Jay Balmer, great to catch up with you, and congratulations on the music. An album coming out soon?
We're still working on that. The Fat Jack's gig was a live recording. We're going to do it again on August 4th at Six Strings, and we're going to take the best versions of all of our original music, and we may throw in a couple of the covers that people expect us to do whenever we play out. We actually have enough material for two CDs, so it'll probably come out as a two CD debut.
Thank you, and have a pleasant tomorrow.